Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whore.
Liquor and whore. David, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. David, could you get the chloroform rag off your face? All right, our men's room poll, pick one. Lose your taste, lose your sense of touch, smell, or be stuck in space.
Stuck in space.
Of course.
Well, at least we'll have to communicate, so no one can understand them.
Sorry, I think that's the
I don't understand.
I feel like I'm at the drive-thru. All right, David, here's your question. I'm only asking this question because I love this question. What classic novel ends with Rose of Sharon breastfeeding a starving hobo? And it does not get better than that.
Romeo and Juliet.
What's that?
Romeo and Juliet.
And you saw the X-rated version of that. That would be Grapes of Wrath. So as she's breastfeeding a starving hobo.
Yeah.
David, you have a Campbell's soup can and a string contacting us. What kind of phone do you have?
Vortex J24.
Vortex.
Okay.
Vortex.
He's in a vortex, dude.
That's a vortex.
All right, David. All right, David, you got a 1 in 7 chance on this. Which continent's international calling code is 61?
Asia.
What was that?
Asia.
I'll say Antarctica.
Australia. Yeah. All right, 61, mate.
All right, David, your question.
Kangaroo, should have told you.
How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight? How many astronauts manned each Apollo flight?
Two.
Three.
Did they rub the stump before they took off?
All right, your question.
I would have.
The Red Sea separates which two continents? The Red Sea.
Excuse me, what's the question again?
The Red Sea separates which two continents?
Europe and Asia.
Close. Africa and Asia. Question 5.
I mean, Moses was leading the Hebrews out of Egypt, which is in Africa, so right. I figured you'd put that one in there at least.
All right, your question. How many feet separate the bases in a regulation-sized baseball field?
61.
Oh, 61?
Come on, 90 feet.
90 feet. He got it. No. All right. I guess he got it wrong first.
Got it wrong first, yeah.
Well, if he'd said 60 feet, 6 inches, it would have been like, all right, that's the mound. He made a mistake.
Yeah.
I feel like David might be just munching on a delicious peanut butter and banana sandwich. Mm-hmm.
A lot of it. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. In what state would you find Myrtle Beach?
North Carolina.
David, you're right there, brother.
South Carolina.
You're so close.
But, you know what? Technically, it's on the border. If you,
you know.
Suburbs. All right, David.
He's also like, he's right there.
A kamikaze cocktail contains vodka, triple sec, and what fruit juice?
Midori rum. I don't know.
Fruit juice.
Oh, fruit juice?
Yes.
Dragon fruit.
That's the natural guess. But lime.
Do you
David,
drink
what? David, what do you drink dragon fruit?
I want to go to the bar he's going to. They have dragon fruit cocktail.
Where do you get dragon fruit? Where? I still don't understand what you're saying. Where do you buy dragon fruit? I mean, to drink. I'd be curious to try it.
I think it was in a vodka.
Oh, he's right. Walmart sells it.
Okay.
Dragon fruit, organic dragon fruit juice.
Oh. Walmart.
I'll get on that.
That's why I go to Walmart. Like, where's your dragon fruit? All right, your question. What organ is responsible for creating urine?
Your bladder?
Dad.
Come on, Mike.
Kidneys, right?
Kidneys, yes.
All right, question number 9.
All right, question number 9. What is the capital of New Jersey?
New York?
Trenton. Hey, David, we have a texter who's worried about you. He wonders if you're tied up.
No.
Okay.
Nice one.
All right, your question. What does the Roman numeral C represent? How much?
50.
Question 10.
You ever heard of a C note?
100, right?
Yeah.
100.
I'll be dead honest with you, Mike. I did not know that's why we called them C notes till right now when you said that.
You're welcome,
oh, really?
Sir.
Yeah.
I mean, I was calling Benjis.
Oh.
After the dog.
They just had a little dog. Right.
All right. Your question.
I love those movies.
Which baseball player was nicknamed the Bambino?
Babe Ruth.
Okay. Boom.
Found his wheelhouse.
All right. Yes. Jeez.
Babe Ruth.
His favorite player growing up.
I'm all banged up on dragon fruit and gin again.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could buy that.
I'm with you. I swear to God. He's right. Yeah.
I believe him now.
You can. I just don't know how that was top of mind. Oh, you mean a fruit juice for my cocktail? Dragon fruit. You skip over lemon, lime, orange, cranberry, like all your standards. Go straight to dragon fruit.
Real quick. Everybody has those. I have a couple friends. They love making cocktails, right?
Sure.
I'm going to do that next time.
What, dragon fruit?
Like, do you have any dragon fruit by any chance?
You guys want to ride the gin dragon?
Right.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.